This is a consultation on Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, last name McLemore, M-C-L-E-M-O-R-E, McLemore. Her date of birth is July 26, 1958, and she's referred from Dr. Hedke, H-E-D-T-K-E, Carol, and for Ever Healthcare Clinic, LLC, that is A-V-E-R-E, Ever Healthcare Clinics, LLC, and from Carol Hedke, H-E-D-T-K-E. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 66-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She recently was hospitalized with significant shortness of breath. While in the hospital, she was found to have COPD with exacerbation, elevated blood pressure. She also has low sodium and anemia. So she is sent here for further evaluation. New paragraph. Patient has been a heavy smoker in the past. She smoked 1 to 1.5 pack per day for almost 40 plus years. Now she is vaping. She also has history of alcohol abuse in the past. She said lately it was moderate and now she has stopped. She has been fairly healthy prior. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of hypertension, recently diagnosed, history of COPD. Also, patient was found to have low sodium. She denied any previous surgery or hospitalization prior to that, other than from motor vehicle accidents. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 2 inch tall, weighing 125, blood pressure 146 over 73. She is normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph nodes negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs diminished, air entry bilaterally, occasional wheezing, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Current medication, she is on prednisone 10 milligram daily, amlodipine 10 milligram daily. She's on albuterol inhaler and also steroid inhaler. New paragraph. Lab on June 9, her sodium was 130. Red blood cell count was 3.46. MCV was 102.3. New paragraph. No other lab is available. Her hemoglobin, by the way, was 11.8, creat was 35.4, and WBC count was normal at 6.4. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, hyponatremia. Diagnosis 2, possible mild anemia. Diagnosis 3, hypertension. Diagnosis 4, COPD. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and recheck CBC, CMP, hemoglobin A1C. Once available, we can make further recommendations. However, since she already has stopped alcohol, and have cut down on smoking as well, her lab hopefully would have improved by now. since he has started eating better also, that might correct the sodium. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Cheryl McLemore, McLemore. Copy of this may be sent to Aware Healthcare Clinic LLC. Thank you.